All right. This is Jason Eaton with Radio On The Go Sports here in Ames at the Class 3A state qualifying meet, cross-country meet, being joined by Demi Bobian from the Iowa Falls Cadets. Demi, if you could just kind of walk me through what was your plan today coming into the race, and how well do you think you executed that plan?
Well, I've been sick the past, it's been on and off for the past 3 weeks, so I haven't raced in about 3 weeks. So I was trying to just do the best I can and gauge how my body felt. I feel like for being sick, I still did pretty good. I assumed I'd be right around the cusp of making it and not, especially because we had a pretty difficult state qualifier meet this year. So, even if you're still under 20 at this one, if you weren't under 20, you definitely probably weren't making it. But I feel like in the last 300 meters, my legs just locked. It's that feeling that your body's just telling you can't go anymore and you need to stop. But I'm proud of myself for not walking and not stopping and falling over in the grass. But that was one that I'm just glad I could finish.
And I was at the North Central Conference meet as well. You were sick then. You were preparing for this race, how much of a factor do you think that factored into your race today?
I feel like it actually helped me in a sense, because I was more excited to be back and to kind of prove myself and just challenge my body to knowing that I wouldn't be 100%, to know that I could at least give something really was good mentally for me.
And with this course, how does it compare to some of the other courses you've run this year? Is it a little hillier, or what are your thoughts on that?
I've never ran this course before. We've practiced on it before in the summer and such, but I really like this course because you still got some hills in there, but it's flat, and the hills you do run, you do, three times, but it's flat and there's enough room for spectators, but I like the trees so you can't see the rest of the course because it kind of helps you mentally, so I really like this course.
And as, we're still uncertain about your time, if it's going to qualify you into state. I guess we'll find out here soon, but with that, what stands out in your mind as a highlight for you this season, and what are you most proud of?
This season, I'm most proud of, the best feeling of the season has to be after all your summer work, that first meet. For us, it was Maine's Grove, and you really just got to see how much you've grown from last year of the summer. And that was definitely like my proudest moment, and I got it right early in the season. And for this meet, even if it is my last meet, I'm pretty proud of it, just because I feel like it was just fun overall, and just to push yourself and have fun with your team the way I get to is really a privilege.
And if it is possibly your last meet, what do you want your legacy with Iowa Falls Alden Cross Country to be, or for others to remember you by with your performance as cross country runner?
I want to be remembered by, like, even when it's hard, and I've had multiple DNFs and I've had multiple races where I'm sick or I ran when I was sick. I just want to be remembered as an example that, like, even if it's not going your way, you can always come back from it.
Okay. And any advice you would have for underclassmen as they continue to grow through their cross country career? And
I would say the worse meets you have, the more motivation you have. The worse meets you have just means that you have way, way better ones ahead.
And the last question I have for you, what's a meet like this? How does that help you grow as a runner and you carry the rest of your life with you?
I feel like for this meet, especially when it's hard, is you just realize how much your team helps you and like people being there for you. It's like even when you do get done with a race, you know that no one on your team is disappointed in you and that they're just there for you no matter how good you do.
Very good. That's Demi Bobian with Iowa Falls Alden Cadets. And I'm Jason Eaton for Radio On The Go Sports.